Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Our topic today is a planned food shortage. That's right. Deliberately, on purpose, high people, high places, deep state, whatever you want to call them, they're actually destroying our food. Recalls and things like that, I know. You wouldn't think that they were trying to kill us, but that's exactly what they're doing. They're trying to kill us. Also, boy, if you can help us, we really need it. $9.90 a month or more. Well, the point is, hopefully we're trying to take some low spots out of our giving. And right now we're in a low spot. So if you can help us, thank you. We really appreciate it. Okay. Also to remind you, we have 34 prophecies saying their suitcase nuke's going to go off. 17 say a meteor, tsunami, and earthquake will hit. And for that, we'll send you josephkitchen.com. 14 say a food shortage is coming. 11 say the dollar is going to fall. And for that, we'll send you to prophecyclubgold.com or 800-200-GOLD. 7 say there's a surprise Russian nuclear attack. And for that, you go to God's Warnings to America, a book at prophecyclub.com. Also, I'm not absolutely positively certain that we're going to see Omar Escher's in Palestinian state this year. And the reason is because down here, point number 5 is Israeli-Palestinian two-state solution reached. Well, we have not seen any of the first 4 headlines before it. Now, granted, we might see this one next week, but we have not seen them yet. So just to let you know, it may be another year. So let's move on. Okay, so Rancher says, we're about to see the record high beef prices, and that may be the new norm. Now, what's going on? Well, it's not the beef problem. It's not the cow problem. It's not the rancher problem. It's the government problem. As you can see, the point of this whole thing is saying that they have changed. Now, listen to this, because you're going to see this in several of the program or several of the articles I have today. It's a regulatory problem. The regulators, in other words, within our government, they raise the standard of the regulations. So that means you got to kill a bunch of chickens, you got to kill a bunch of beef, you got to throw away a bunch of cucumbers. Essentially, that's where it's going today. So I'll save you from reading the whole thing. The problem is increased beef prices because of, I don't know the way to say it, but Biden and the people behind him. Here's another one. So this is a potato recall, and guess why they have to do the recall? Not because the potatoes have changed. Same as for generations now. But the FDA passes a new law, a new regulation. As a result, now it's risky to have these potato products out being consumed. Now, never mind, we've been eating potatoes for thousands of years, but now all of a sudden the FDA says, ho, this could be a problem. Okay, that's essentially what this article is saying, and it's according to an FDA definition. You can read it if you want to. Let's go on to the next one. Recalled cucumbers may be the source of an ongoing salmonella outbreak. Oh, guess what? So they find one cucumber that has salmonella on it. Now they got to recall boatloads of them. Essentially, one sample tested positive. You can read the article. One sample tested positive. So they got to recall all of these cucumbers. Here's, they got to recall all of these potatoes. So the problem is not the potatoes. The problem is not the cows or the cucumbers. The problem is Biden and the people behind him. Shocking map reveals vast U.S. farmland now owned by the Chinese government. Okay, why would the Chinese government, communists, why would they want to own a lot of farmland in America? Oh, because they want to grow those produce and ship it back to China. Well, that would be the more noble reason. But the more skeptical, the more conspiracy theorist reason would be because at what time people in high places that control both the Chinese and the Germans and the French and Americans, the people that are above president, the deep state, they have an objective. And that objective is one of these days They want you to starve to death or take the mark. They want you to either bend the knee or lose the head. Bend the knee to the Antichrist or lose your head, so says the Bible. So they now own 43.4 million acres. You can see the map here. Well, okay, so they buy the land, and then if they want to, they don't have to plant. If they want to, or they can raise the prices. Raise the prices so high, you can't buy it. Here's another one. Firefighters battle massive fire at chicken farm. Now, is this an accident? Do you think the people that owned the chicken farm went out with matches and started the fire? Or do you suspect what I suspect, scalewave high technology from satellite started the fire? You remember here about a year, year and a half ago, there was all kinds of fires? Of course, now if you just caught the news here just the last few days, guess what? The fires have started again. And I don't have the article right in front of me, but I do recall an article where people said they saw blue sparks start flying right in front of them out of thin air. Okay, so it's some kind of high technology. Here's another one. Governor signs disaster proclamation as officials order the killing of 4.2 million chickens. No, this is not the same article nor the same incident that we talked about earlier. So the governor has signed a disaster proclamation to kill 4 million chickens. Why? Because they found an influenza in a couple of the chickens. Now, they killed the chickens, and this just happens to be, guess what, Iowa, the nation's largest exporter of chicken eggs. Okay, so which come first, chicken or the egg? Doesn't make any difference when you kill both of them. And who's doing it? The government. Our government, controlled by people above president, are killing us. They're killing our food supplies. You can read the article if you want to, but that's what it says. Oh, here's another one. No, this is not the same one. Millions of chickens killed in a five-alarm fire at Farina Farms in Illinois, one of the nation's largest free-range egg facilities. Goes on to say death of millions of chickens, five-alarm fire, 20 fire departments. Okay, this is massive. And you don't get five-alarm fires by accident. You don't get 20 different fire departments coming in by accident. This is a planned destruction of our food. Which, by the way, I just hung up talking to Joseph Kitchen, and I frankly talked him into it. I said, look, we got to get more food out there. And so they're working up some kind of a fantastic deal. Matter of fact, they're calling, they're put the calculator to this thing. I don't even have exactly the deal today. But I'll tell you kind of what they're working on, okay? What they're working on is some kind of a two-for-one deal. You buy this, which is normally like a one-year supply, get a whole year's supply for free, some kind of a deal like that. And perhaps we'll be able to stick it in if we have it in time before we post this thing. If not, when I get it, I'll get it out to you. So check josephkitchen.com. That's Joseph's with an S on it, josephskitchen.com. If you don't have food, you might have to take that mark. And since we're not going to take that mark, it just means that you get the bad thing that's going to happen to you a little bit sooner. Let's go on. Governor signs disaster proclamation as officials order the killing of 4.2 million chickens. Now, this is another article on the same thing, but the point is still the same. Now, this one is a different article. U.S. considering bird flu vaccinations. What? Okay. So they find H5N1 bird flu in some of the chickens. So now guess what our wonderful laboratories have cooked up? How about if we start giving the chickens vaccines? And what's in the vaccine? Well, certainly it's nothing bad. Well, maybe this is not bad, but have you ever had one of those glues where it takes like a part A and a part B glue, and you gotta put a little A down, you put a little B down, and you mix it around? Then you got glue. But if you just have A, it doesn't harden. If you have B, it doesn't harden. You gotta put them together, and then A and B makes a C. Could it be that the flu shots that they give to birds maybe is the B? The B that mixes with somebody else that already has the A. Now, what's the A? Well, it could be a number of things. I mean, all kinds of things are going through needles these days. But the point is, do you feel good with people that want to kill you vaccinating, putting needles into chickens? Now, is it going to hurt the chicken? Or is it going to hurt the egg? Or is it going to hurt you? Or all three? Now, they say that this is because there's an explosive spread of a new strain of bird flu. New strain. You suppose this comes from the Wuhan laboratory? It's not funny. I should not be laughing. It's just that I think sometimes there's so much evil. If you don't laugh, it'll drive you nuts. It'll drive you crazy. So sometimes we just have to laugh at this stuff. Now, can I prove that they're cooking up a new kind of a virus to make the chickens, the cows, the cucumbers all bad? Now, I can't prove that. But then that's where conspiracy theories come from, because the Bible says that the Holy Spirit will lead us into all truth. So what happens is, in here, we sense the truth, but we can't prove it. And then every once in a while, we just got to blurt it out. We got to say, well, I think that they're manufacturing some kind of a virus, and the chickens aren't really sick, and so they're cooking up this idea so that they can put a vaccination in the children or in the chickens to go to the eggs, to go to the chickens' meat to kill us. Oh, that's just a conspiracy theory. And all the time, Holy Spirit speaking to our heart, saying, this is the problem. Now, that's a conspiracy theory, because they see to it that we can't prove it. All right, let's go on to the next one. First case of avian flu in Texas. The problem is, it's probably not the last case. And where did it come from? Some kind of a laboratory? Oh no, that would be a conspiracy theory. See, I've got to where I don't trust my government. I don't trust my media. I don't trust my schools, my universities. I don't trust a whole lot of things around me that I used to trust. I remember my mom said, this is not a Christian nation anymore, when I was a young man. This is not a Christian nation anymore. And I thought, well, seems pretty Christian to me. She says, when I was a child, for 2 weeks, all of the children went back to school for vacation Bible school. And yeah, they gave us Kool-Aid and cookies, but they also gave us Jesus. And all of the kids in the school were taught about Jesus. They all received Jesus, 100% of them, the teachers, the principal, the children, the parents, 100% of them were Christian. She says, as a matter of fact, the more you knew about the Bible, the more you knew about Jesus, the more popular you were. Those children that could memorize scriptures were really popular. Now today, see how far we've come. So in 1963, I remember I could take a very spot in my school when I heard two teachers over talking, and they were saying, well, you heard that the Supreme Court just said that we can't pray in school anymore. So, what happened to that whole generation? And I believe I was in the 4th or 5th grade. I think it was the 4th grade when I heard that. 4th grade, they took prayer out of the schools. It was 1963. So I would have been 10 years old. Well, where was my parents? Where were your parents? Where was the outburst that says, no, you're not going to take prayer out of our schools? Well, they let it go past, And ever since then, not only have the test grades start going down, but now we have, I don't need to tell you all the problems. Okay, let's go on. Missouri beef processing plant to close. Now, this is not about just throwing people out. And what I want you to notice here is Tyson. See that word right there? Now, I'm not saying anything bad about Tyson Foods or Smithfield Foods. I want to think that they're good plants. I want to think that they're run by good people. But then I also want to think that our government is run by good people. I want to think our media is run by good people. But that's not exactly true. And it's not just that they're losing their jobs. It's not just that. It's also that beef is not being processed. Chicken is not being processed. Pork is not being processed. Yes, they're out of jobs, but this is also our food is being removed. Benjamin Fulford says, now this is back earlier in the year, he says, you're actually trying to destroy farmers all over Europe. And this is, by the way, look at this. Farmers are upset about high energy prices, and look at that word there, regulations. Regulations are causing the farmers and everybody else to start destroying our food sources. The farmers are upset about high energy prices, regulations designed to bankrupt them, and a flood of underpriced, toxin-laden grain from Ukraine. Well, who put toxins in the grain? Well, somebody that wanted to take our food away from us. This is part of a deliberate KM. He calls it the Khazaria Mafia. Why? Because they're Khazars, or they are Ashkenazi, which is where we get the word Nazi, which is who our boys were fighting in World War II, and Russia is fighting them today again. But America is supplying the Nazis with ammunition and weapons and probably boots on the ground to fire them. In other words, we're on the wrong side. We are for the Nazis today instead of being against them. It goes on to say the KM are also systematically, through regulations, destroying food processing facilities. This map shows all the food processing plants that have either caught fire or been destroyed from 2021 to 2022. Now that should be making your mouth drop open, saying, are you serious? Yeah. And by the way, he's not the only one saying that. Remember, the Bible says in the latter days, some will command to abstain from meats. Why is it? Because maybe it's not real meat, or maybe it's something that's been put into the meat, be it fish or chicken or poultry or pork or whatever it might be. The idea is to create a total dictatorship by controlling everyone's access to food. So what, we can buy or sell, say we had the mark? Then spreading bioweapons to try to force everyone to get digital IDs. The sheeple will have to take a DNA altering, can't say that word, subject to total control in exchange for access to food. Surely not. Well, Kissinger says he who controls food controls the people. Who controls energy can control continents. He who controls money can control the world. U.S. food intentionally destroyed. Now, this is from some past programs I did, but I brought it into this one because it's got some important points that, unfortunately, we need to talk about. By the way, if you want to recommend me as a guest speaker, do so at Ask Stan, and you can see the rest of the email. Now, why do I say that? I get a lot of emails, by the way, thank you for your emails, saying, hey, this person's saying something good. And they confirm what you're saying. And I emailed one guy today and I said, you know, he's saying things that are happening. But we've been talking about these things coming on Prophecy Club for years. Why don't you recommend me be a guest on there? So I'm saying, yes, thank you for the emails. Please send them. But why don't you consider recommending me to be a guest on some of these programs? Because a lot of things that they're talking about, oh, this is, look what's going on. Prophecy Club have been talking about that stuff for years, and I can give them a lot more information than what they have or what their guest has. Anyway, that's my suggestion. Bird flu spooks meat. Meat milk traitors as virus hits dairy cows. So this is dairy cows. Probably it's going to start hitting fish and hogs and horses and people. Oh, surely not. Wouldn't be some kind of a, I can't say that word, the V word. Anyway, it goes on to say a virus that killed millions of birds is spreading among U.S. dairy cows. Okay. So where did that new bug, I'll call it a bug, where'd that new bug come from? The Wuhan lab or some other lab like that? My guess is, again, it's a conspiracy theory because I can't prove it. But in here we know, yeah, that's what's really going on. Anyway, so it says, this has been found in New Mexico, 5 additional herds in Texas. Why? Because then they have to go and kill all of the beef, all of the chickens, all of the pork, all of the fish, okay, in order to get rid of it. Wonderful way to take our food away from us. Bird flu in Texas, largest egg producer, temporarily shuts facility. Why? H5N1, and they're talking about that now again. Bird flu wiped out nearly 2 million birds. You can read all of it. The point is still the same. Production facility temporarily ceased. Company follows protocols prescribed by the USDA or other places, EPA. So regulations, here's what happened. Okay, so the regulation said this, and it said this for hundreds, maybe thousands of years. But now they raise the regulation. Oh, well, that means we've got to kill all of these cows. We've got to kill all of these chickens or these something to get rid of it. So bird flu infected Texas farm worker now has spread. Okay, what did it spread to this time? A cow, a chicken, a pig? What did it spread to? But a lot of this is my point. A lot of this is not accident. They're blaming it on an accident. A lot of this is an on purpose by evil people in high places. They try to make it look like it just came from a bat. Yeah, it probably did. It came from a batty person. Again, you got to laugh at some of this stuff. You got to laugh. It drives you nuts. Bird flu, dairy cow outbreaks widens in Ohio, Kansas, and New Mexico. Different incident, by the way. People are doing bad things. What I'm trying to say is you better have you some josephskitchen.com food. Try it again. You better have yourself some josephskitchen.com food or you're going to be in a terrible jam. USDA using unreliable, oh, surely not, unreliable PCR testing to depopulate poultry farms, crippling the U.S. food supply. So they come in and they say, oh, we found this one chicken. As a result, you got to kill 4 million chickens. Now, never mind nothing wrong with the one chicken, or never mind their test actually gave the chicken the problem. You see what I'm saying? In other words, I guess I'm a bit of a conspiracy theorist. I don't believe them. I think we're lied to from our government, lied to from our news, our education systems lied to us, the people that sell us stuff lied to us. I'm so sick and tired of being lied to. Like my son said the other day, most Americans are lied to so much, then we turn to alternative news sources, and they're simply not accurate. So do we want news that's lying to us, or do we want news that's simply not accurate? But we're not getting the truth in America. That's my point. To make matters worse, the USDA requires poultry farmers to use real-time quantitative PCR technology to determine whether a sick animal harbors avian flu. I thought it was H5N1. Okay, so they're going to find something. That's my point. They're killing our food supply. That's what they're doing. So it'd be like, okay, we found one person in a small town gets sick. Now we got to kill everybody in the whole town to keep it from spreading. That's what they're doing to cows, to chickens, to pigs, to our food supply. It's evil people in high places trying to kill us. That's my point. 1.6 million laying hens. This is a different article. It's a different, I mean, they're over and over and over. PCR amplifications may deliver a positive result after the organism has been overcome an infection and is now immune. So they're saying the government is making us kill our food supply. Bottom line, these PCR tests have become a business, a tool of uncertainty and deception. You can read all of it. But essentially, it's example after example after example. Chris Reed, you recall he said this. This is only part of it. The dream seems to portray a shaking, causing an awakening starting in April 2024. Okay. What has happened in April that started in April that caused a shaking? Well, wasn't an earthquake. What happened in April? Well, let's see. Happened in New York. It happened because Donald Trump was charged and now found guilty. I saw a sheriff say, you know, for years we've been trying to get these felons off of the streets and into our jails. He said, but now I think it's probably time to get a convicted felon into the White House. I didn't see that coming. That's a good one. We need a convicted felon in our White House to start stopping all this. So really the shakening is beginning with New York, this trial, this hush money trial. I mean, I've seen Americans that are angry like I've never seen in my life. The dream seems to portray a shaking, causing an awakening starting in April 2024. A traumatic event triggers chaos before the elections, with a new birth in January 2025 requiring care in the incubator until at least July of 2025. Now, could it be this Trump thing is the thing that triggers the shakening, that triggers an internal revolution? Maybe there's suitcase nukes in there. Maybe there's a New Madrid fault earthquake in there. We don't know. We're watching for it. Remember these John Paul Jackson newspaper headlines? Blight in grains spreading. That's taking our food. Drought continues to cause prayer to rise. I just heard yesterday why they're expecting 105-degree temperatures up in the Northeast, where they don't have those kind of 105 temperatures. Record high temps accompany record drought, sweep south. Demand for classic seeds skyrocket because the hybrids don't reproduce. Food prices lead nations escalating inflation woes. Cisco and Kraft considers guards on delivery trucks as food nears 40% of the food budget. Food prices lead nations escalating inflation woes. And I'm going to close with this. June 5th. And on June 9th, our 70-year agreement with Saudi Arabia to only sell Saudi Arabian oil in dollars expires. And several experts are saying you can expect the dollar to fall like a rock over the process of the next few weeks and months. So a lot of stuff we've been talking about may be about ready to hit. josephskitchen.com. Get yourself food. Not just for you, but for your neighborhood. Not just for 1 year, I'd suggest you get it for several years. If you got the money, get the food. Also remember, 800-200-GOLD, prophecyclubgold.com, to make certain that you don't lose your money that is in paper when the stock market, and it's not just the stock market, when the whole financial system falls, which may be happening over the process the next few days, months, and maybe even weeks. Get yourself prepared. I've not talked about our books for a long time, so I'm going to take a minute and explain them. First of all, I think this is the very best book that I've ever written, and it's called The Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy, but it does not have the word rapture in it, does not discuss it. This is only talking about Bible prophecy. So the story is, in 2017, I memorized the book of Revelation. I got 30 revelations, 2 visions, and an audible voice. God showed me the word first fruits is a secret door that links Revelation and the feasts, showing the correct chronological order of Revelation. One prophetic word says there is a lock that I put over a word in the book of Revelation. I'm going to open it to you, and it will turn many books written on the end time message into obsolete books. That's this book. Then I next wrote Miss the Mark. And it's for anyone. It's simple. It's if they read 3 pages, they'll read the whole book. They read the whole book, they will never take the mark of the beast. Also, this tribulation sequence in Daniel is just the most important parts of Daniel that someone living in a tribulation needs to know. These are the best prophecies from the last 32 years of study and teaching Bible prophecy from Dimitri Dudema, Michael Boldea, Leslie Johnson, Henry Griever, Shane Warren, Terry Bennett, Maurice Sklar, Augusto Perez, Doug Metzger, Bree Keaton, and more. Each set of these, in other words, this is a set of 10, a set of 10, a set of 5, a set of 10, a set of 5. It's a total of 40 books. You can get one set of each, 40 books, for a gift of $100 at prophecyclub.com. We also put together a Watchman's package, which contains two 2-foot by 3-foot charts, and my handwritten book of Revelation, 5 DVDs on the School of the Watchman, and 5 of the copies of Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy, all you valued at $355 for a gift of $200. Prophecyclub.com.